Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Now, if you're shopping for a new used vehicle, electric or otherwise, in 2023, you know what kind of adventure that was, right? Especially the first half of the year. I remember in the summertime going to dealerships and it was like, we just don't have vehicles. There's nothing here. Sorry. You couldn't find one. And if they had used vehicles, well, they were going to charge you more for the used vehicle than they did for the new vehicle because they actually had it, right? You weren't just ordering something. So it's gotten a lot better. You drive by car lots now, you can see the inventory. It's far better now than it was. But is it good enough to start seeing, you know, some price reductions? Maybe will things get a little bit better? Brian Kingston is president of the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association. He joins us now. Hi, Brian. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I think most people in the vehicle industry pretty happy to see 2023 in the rearview mirror, right? It was a really strange year, wasn't it? I mean, there was just inventory was a big issue.
It's been a big issue, and it's really been a big issue since the onset of the pandemic and a series of global supply chain challenges, largely related to semiconductors, but there have been all sorts of disruptions and input shortages that have been problematic for the industry. The good news is production in North America is expected to reach its pre-COVID levels in 2024. So we're looking at about 16 million units produced in North America this year, and hopefully you'll see a return to normalcy in the market, inventory on lots, and short waiting lists if you do order a vehicle.
Yeah, like I said, Brandon, you're already starting to see that, right? I mean, it's not to the point now, like I deal with Heartland Ford in Fort Saskatchewan here, and they've got lots of trucks. I mean, the inventory is coming back already.
Absolutely. And if you drive by most lots in any given area of Canada right now, you should see vehicles on the lot, which is a big change from a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
where that was abnormal. So I think that means that we're close. But just to give you some context here, well over 10 million units of global production was lost because of a lack of semiconductors. So huge volumes of vehicles simply weren't built because the inputs were not there. But that is mostly in the rearview mirror now, and okay, we've returned to that normalcy. Now, the other challenge, though, on the horizon, and you were just discussing this, is this transition to electrification, mm-hmm, which is requiring the creation of a whole new supply chain, which is happening as we speak.
And the timeline's pretty tight, right, Brian? How concerned are you? We were speaking with Flavio Volpe, who has all kinds of issues with what the government's announced. How do you feel about it?
Oh, it's very, very problematic. This is not the right approach. Mandating what vehicles Canadians can and can't buy is not the way to assist in this transition. Automakers are investing in electrification. You're seeing new technologies coming into the market. We have to help Canadians that want to switch make the switch. So, you know, building infrastructure, providing incentives, all of those activities will help us on this journey. But mandating by 2035 with this regulation is very problematic. It also has serious economic consequences because we're a North American industry.
Yeah.
We've always integrated ourselves with the U.S., and this is a very significant departure from that.
Yeah, many of the things that Flavio was saying. For those of us or those in the audience that may be looking to buy a vehicle, we know that prices were a big, especially with used vehicles. So if we're seeing new inventory starting to come back to pre-COVID levels, what do you expect with pricing of new units? Is that going to, I mean, it'd be pretty rare, I think, for them to start coming down, wouldn't it? But what do you see happening with the new vehicle price market in Canada?
Pricing is still going to be a challenge based on all of the inflation that we see through the supply chain.
Yeah.
Those pressures have not gone away. And, you know, you're seeing increases in wages and inputs, components across the board. So I think as we watch kind of the larger macroeconomic situation play out, if inflation does get under control and you start to see interest rates come down, we'll have to see what the implications are for the market in that instance. Pricing in the used vehicle market tends to, there's a bit of a lag. There was a huge obvious run-up in used prices when people had difficulty getting their hands on new vehicles.
Yeah.
Now that inventory is better, you'll see more vehicles entering the used market, but it usually lags a couple of years as people get those new vehicles, and then, you know, 2, 3, 4 years later, they sell them. So I think you will see a return to normalcy in the used market, but it might not happen tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned electric vehicles just before I let you go here. Last I saw, and I was talking about the last half hour, I think it was Stats Canada came out and said that 12% of all vehicles registered, not, you know, currently registered, but registered at that time, like in the third quarter of 2023, all of the vehicles that were registered during the third quarter were electric vehicles. So we are seeing an increase, and actually BC and Quebec are pretty well established and pretty far down the path. Other places, not so much. So, I mean, that trend line, people are adopting the electric vehicles on their own, right? I mean, it's happening organically.
Oh, it's absolutely happening. And, you know, we've gone from 3 EVs in the market in 2012 to 77 models, 40 new models coming to Canada this year. So it is happening. People are interested in this technology. We're on track to get to about 20% of total sales by 2025, 2026. These vehicles are very good, and the batteries are getting better and better. The range issues are being addressed. You know, I heard some concerns recently around battery lifespan. Well, we're finding that an EV battery will outlast the vehicle in many instances, 15, 20, 21 years before it loses the ability to be fully effective as a car battery. So things are getting much better as the technology evolves. And more people are making that switch to electrification, which is great.
Yeah, great stuff. Brian, thank you so much for being here today. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.